7, Central Standard Time.
Negative. I'm about a couple hours inside the mountain time zone. Like I said, it's about 2 hours east, and I'll be, there's this little sign stuck on every highway that says Central Time Zone, and then your GPS changes or your whatever will change, but nope, I'm in mountain time zone, just like Denver. Back to you.
Good morning, W2OSR.
Hey, we got Bob in there. Nothing really doing much right now. I'm working on photos from yesterday and going to do some more work on my application. And nothing really else going on. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing okay. And I actually have a question that you may be able to answer for me. Not a game that you would probably play, but my wife loves it. Scrabble. I haven't been able to find a version yet that works under Windows 10.
Scrabble I've played on Windows XP, but not on Windows 10.
All right, well, if you run across something, let me know. And say good morning to the gentleman that's on his way to Colorado. Is this the fellow that checks in from Nebraska, or do I have somebody else?
This is the guy that checks in. Thank you for calling me a gentleman. That's very nice of you. Name is Ken Kilog November. And I check in from Nebraska, yes. And I'm headed south. My journey has started. I am departing Alliance, Nebraska, and heading due south to Julesburg, Colorado, just over the border. I'm gonna be passing over I-80, and then about a few miles into Colorado is my destination. Back to Craig. I think it's KC2OGB, this is S2DAC.
Yes, well, you're sort of right. Again, it's KC2OGB, Delta. Yeah, just doing work on uploads, and then I got to do more work on my station cleaner application. And then go from there. Bob?
Yeah, okay. Ken, yeah, I've been in Colorado. Guess you're coming across the western border, Colorado, from where you are. Or I could be wrong. Maybe you're coming in the other way. I don't know exactly where everything is located. I know the western side, I've been down into, I never remember whether it's, is that Grand? Yeah, Grand. I think it's Grand Junction, Colorado, which is almost on the Utah border there. So, you'll let me know about my poor geography. And right now, I gotta go to the post office and stop by the drugstore. A little bit of chores to do. Correct.
Yeah, a quick peripheral look at Google says that there is a W10 version of Scrabble you could use for 30 times for free. It's an upload, it's a trial version, but it's out there. There is one for W10, W8 and W10, Windows 8, Windows 10. Hey, I've been to Grand Junction. What an interesting place that is, isn't it? It's behind the Eisenhower Tunnel. If you drive from this direction that way, you got to go through that tunnel where you wear your brakes out going down the hill, and then you wind up, you know, in the Alps of Colorado. It's funny out that way. But the real funny part is Grand Junction and how it's built right on the river, and the railroad is right on the edge of the river. They've had many derailings there with trains falling into the water, but you never hear about it because it's bad press for the railroad. And they have these scenic rides you can take from Denver out that way. But it's amazing how they built the railroad out there back in the day. The water's very, very light blue in that river in some areas, too. Very strange. And it goes down to Rifle, Colorado. It's a nice... I've been out that way not too long ago. It's an interesting place how everybody lives right in these valleys, you know? It's just cut right into the mountain. And there's a little town there of about, you know, 200-300 people. You know, Grand Junction's quite a big town, but not all that big, you know? So I'm heading from the north, headed down over the border into Colorado. I'm in the, if you look at Colorado, it's the east, northeastern corner, the northeastern, almost by Kansas, you know, in that area up there. You know, the foothills of the Rockies, where the downdraft comes with the tornadoes, so most people don't live there because it's kind of bad weather to live there. So it's the northeast side of Colorado I'm going into, and I'm approaching it from the north, from back to Craig. KG2OGBN to VAC.
I'll be out of the car for a minute or two, guys.
Hey, very good. I'm actually going to hop off for a little bit, but I'll be around for a little while. I just got to finish up this stuff, especially my application. So I'll leave it to you guys, but Bob, I guess you're leaving, so I'll be out for a bit. 73 is KD2OGB.
Bob, you still there? Later on, Craig. KD2OGB. Saying goodbye. Bob, you still there? This is N2VA.
Sure.
I feel so alone. 73 is Bob. N2VHG listening.
Oh, I'm back. I don't know if you heard that, Ken. I'm back.
It's like no man's land where I'm coming in from. Back to you. Into Colorado. Back to you.
Yeah, that corner up there, it's not too many people. I can't even remember how many years ago. We flew into Denver, drove up to Estes, stayed a couple of days up there, drove over the Continental Divide, came down the backside of the Rockies. So I didn't go through the Eisenhower Tunnel. Down, spent a night in Silverthorne, and then drove out to the western part of Colorado. And that is an interesting area. Temperature change in that one day. I got up in the morning, it was below 30 degrees outside. Got down to that area and was 98. So, strange, but that's the way this country is. Go from highland to lower land. Back to you.
Yeah, quite the excursion you did. Yeah, I'm familiar with all those areas over there. I was going to move over there, but it's either paying overpriced for junk to live in, like a, I don't know how to describe it. It's a house that nobody wants. They just want to live in it for a couple of weeks in the summer or in the winter, and then the rest of the year it's abandoned. So it falls to disrepair, and they're charging top dollar because of the location. Or you find something really nice, it's out of the ballpark, you know, it's completely crazy. So they've, especially Grand Junction in that area over there, very hard to find decent place to live, you know, for a reasonable. And I'm talking, when I say reasonable, I'm talking 300,000, you know, and you can forget it, you know. You got to go up to 500,000 to find something. Anyway, yeah, so that's funny. That temperature change is happening today in Denver, actually. Yesterday they had 70s. And today, free temperature swing. And tonight, they're predicting snow today and tonight. Heavy snow. And in this area, we had about in the 60s yesterday, I believe it was. And it's going to go down into the 20s. Well, right now, it's the 20s. What am I saying? It's 21 degrees. And we're supposed to get snow tonight also here. But last week, we had temperature in the 70s. Yeah, we get this wicked swing. I tell people, so I went to Denver Airport one day, and it was in the 80s. And when I came home, it dropped down below freezing, and I drove right into a blizzard. It's almost like these cold and warm fronts clash. And what happens is the cold front overtakes it. It comes in with it and creates a tremendous amount of moisture and drops this huge blizzard out here, which is quite common, you know. So it doesn't even make headlines anywhere. Back to you.
Yeah, I understand that. It was an interesting time out there. Grand Junction area, see, we went up to Mesa Verde, which is a federal park, came out of the back southern end of that area and went through a couple of small towns. Those look like they might be a little bit more affordable than going right in towards the city there. Anyway, out of the car again. Be back in a few. W2OSR.
Okay, understood. I'll pick that up with you later. 73s. Until I hear you again, I'll be listening. This is N2BHC. Monitoring.
10:20 to
50. N2VHZ Mobile listening. N2VHZ Mobile listening. N2VH Mobile listening.
I November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile, listening.
And we're talking about
November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu, N2VH, Z Mobile, listening.
Gavin Newsom.
N2VH, Z Mobile, listening.
Zach Whittington.
N2VH, Z Mobile, listening. November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile, listening. November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile, listening. November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu, N2VH, Z Mobile, listening. N2VH, Z, November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile, listening.
Big enough to win. Supervisor Hatch.
This is N2ZUC Mobile listening. K2KMB N2ZUC Mobile. N2ZUC Mobile listening.
That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
1.2 billion, absolutely.
November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu, N2VHC Mobile, listening.
I'll give this through.
N2VH Mobile, listening.
Controversy.
November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu, Mobile, listening.
WB2IKT.
B2IKT, KD2OGB Mobile. How you doing, George?
KD2OGB? Pretty good. I just worked on my antenna in the car. I got rid of my about a 3-long chunk of coax. Basically went from the antenna mount and place where the door slammed. Finally, it wore out. It was not a coax anymore. Actually broken. Tells me to fix it. How's it sound?
You're sounding pretty good. Nothing really much going on for me. Gonna hang out for a little while by Mascot Docks in Patchogue Station. Out by the bay in Patchogue for a little while. Then I'm gonna go head on off to work, as usual. But that's pretty much it on my end. How about you? Where are you off to?
Well, much. I guess the XYL to decide what you want five.
All right, very good. Probably the same for me as well, and then I'll make my way to work. While I'm at work, I gotta get some information to throw on my possibly new job that I might be getting very soon on an application that I am filling out.
Well, good luck. Remember to fill out all the buzzwords people would actually take and read resume. Sure that happens anyway.
Yeah, but the thing is, my current actual paying job is Home Depot. I work there full time. And then before that, I worked in Brinkman, and that was just an intern, and I really didn't know HR. I only knew, I guess, the store manager, but that's pretty much it. I don't know who the supervisor was or anything like that, because it's asking for, like, supervisor's name and title. And the same when I was working in the Marriott in Patchogue by the expressway, same thing. I only knew the manager, I didn't know HR or anybody. I was just there doing non-paid intern work. I didn't really have that much information.
Yeah, you know, just because it's a blank, important thing, remember the name of the place, timing and the years, find out they'll ask you again.
Okay, I guess I could do that, but we'll see what happens. Probably later tonight I'll sit down and go over it and see what maybe needs to be. But other than that, everything else pretty much looks good. One friend who I had a 2-hour-long phone call conversation with, who doesn't have much time left before retirement, actually, at this place that I'm going to work for, suggests that I bring my Regents diploma as well as a couple other things.
I guess it wouldn't hurt, but I depends on the due diligence hiring, so. I know that they have university diplomas. Don't bring them with you. What they know, if they're interested, they'll contact the school, and that actually beats to say it, but the darn thing's too easy to copy.
I mean, that's true, but it doesn't really hurt to bring it in, so probably I'll do that. Anyway, I am at where I gotta be, so I'll say 7-3s. Catch you later. WB2IKT, KD2OGB Mobile, at Mascot Docks and Patchogue. Clear on your final.
Okay, Greg, 73 to you. Good luck. And, yeah, best of luck with it. And enjoy the day. Fun is trying to make an appearance here next. OGB, WB2IKT Mobile.
WB2IKT, N2VHC, November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile, Nebraska.
Okay. Hey, good morning. Yeah, I'm sure it's morning there because it's morning over here. And he said, WBIKT. Can't make it go too long. I've got to finish working. I just fixed my antenna on the car, if you've been reading. Probably you've heard that. OX and got rid of some bad sections on it. Mobile in Nebraska, come on back.
Cast from the wind.
WB2IKT is clear.
Groundbreaking to have That was bad.
That tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Not on any.
W2OGB Mobile.
Every day. Minister Tom.
KD2. KD2 SBO listening.
Would be pro to. And mine and soul's not.
N2JC.
If you have it.
N2JC test.
KD2 KNH Mobile.
F-New Charlie, KD2 NFJ.
And hello, Sam. How was your weekend? Did you have a good time?
Charlie, that was some game last night. Never could believe that's the third time they came back from more than 10 points in less than 7 minutes. Unbelievable team.
You know, I heard it was a good game. I really don't follow it. I don't follow any sports.
Nothing wrong with that. Because you follow your shootout. Well, it was a shootout last night, Charlie. But really a good game. I'm glad because Andy Reid in 50 years had never won. And it was a 100-year anniversary for NFL football. So, I mean, what a way to go. But I'm doing okay. I got to get some rest. I might lay back down.
Glad you enjoyed the game, and you know, always root for the underdog, that's for sure. It's always nice to see some back and win a little fantastic. That's the way to do it. They might have waited a long time, but great. Well, fantastic. And sound okay? Getting some rest.
Yeah, where are you on your way to your next stop?
Yes, I'm just headed back to my office. I need a parts that came in, and I'll move there. Find some lunch. Yeah, long weekend.
No, it don't seem like. All right, I hope you don't have too much today out there. Yeah, for sure, it sounds.
I appreciate that. And it's 53 degrees and sunny, so we have nothing to complain about. I'll take this kind of winter every winter. All right, Sam, I'll sign in case somebody else wants to use the road. See you again soon. Get easy.
Okay, Charlie, yeah, I'm going to let it go. Charlie, if they... Groundhog is right. We got spring coming up. I'm clear.
Noticeable change. Forever.
That tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KD2NSJ, KD2OGB Mobile.
Afternoon, Craig. How you doing?
Nice and beautiful outside. As usual, on the way to work. How about you? What are you up to?
Yeah, just watching the repeat of the game. I taped it. But I'm doing good. Man, Craig, can you imagine it's almost 50 degrees outside?
46 on my dashboard, and I really would like to stay that way. I don't want to deal with any snow.
groundhog saw his shadow, or did whatever he did. But hey, we might get spring. See, I like it like this. I like it warmer, but this is February. I can't believe it.
Get used to it when I'm out there in the field. There's no excuses, especially during my first year.
Yeah, no, you're going to be okay. You can buy your, you know, when I was out in the field as a mechanic working outside, you know, I had those jumpsuits and they come padded and they come plain. Way to go over your pants and stuff, pants clean without being torn up. They probably issue you those. Yeah, and then they come insulated. So you're going
to... But it's my first year, that's going to be a very scary moment because, like I said, I have 1 year... I cannot do anything that is not on my job list, because one tiny mistake could cost me. As a matter of fact, they can come up to you at any time and literally say, turn in your keys and your badges. They can say that to you at any time. They'll, as a matter of fact, they'll even tell you to report to either Hillside or Jamaica, and that's even scarier. You don't know what could come next, and they won't even tell you why you're being let go. That's why it's very scary for the first year.
Yeah, you're going to make it, Craig. You're good. Craig, you've been working time at Home Depot. Take off if you want to take off. Yeah, I'm telling you. Craig, I'm not worried about that. I'm just happy when you get to happy.
Yeah, really hoping I last, too. Even after my first year, there's still some... We'll have to see as the day gets closer. And I'm hoping that there's no snow... during that week that I have to go in.
Don't matter. Hire your tow truck or a plow. Jump on a plantation plow to get there. But yeah, just be ready for the interview. Best you can explain to him that, be honest. And you know, you got it, Craig, I'm not worried. I'm really telling you, like a son to me, I'm not worried.
May not seem worried, but I feel just a little bit worried. But it all depends on your attitude also. I mean, I don't think I really have to worry, but still, one thing could cost me, and then it's game over.
Yeah, see, that's what you gotta stop doing, Craig. You got a really good attitude. Don't think about if. You know, if in you, you know, if I mess up, if I say the wrong thing. If in you, Craig. Very positive. Look at the stuff, photography, the radio. I remember when you just got... put everything into it, so this is going to be a good gig for you.
Thank you very much for that, Sam. At the same time, though, I'd like to see you go for your general at some point.
Yeah, I am, Craig. I'm taking time to study. Craig, my eyes and a lot of things go on with me, but I'm just a happy guy, so I'm not worried. But I don't see as well, you know, and I can't. It'll come, and if it don't come, I just... Look, as long as I can turn the radio on, guys, I'm fine. I'm going to go for it.
All right, good. And that's another thing I'd like to see you achieve. And then if you're really up for it, I'd like to see you go for the extra. That's probably unlikely, though, but we'll see. Anyway, I'm pulling up to where I got to be. So I'll say 7-3s and we'll catch you later, Sam. KD2NSJ, KD2OGB Mobile. Clear on your final. Catch you later.
Thanks a lot, Craig. It's a good time. Have a good day. Don't kill yourself at work. And I'll talk to you later on your back or late tonight.
Very heavy from the left as well. But listen, you...
Hello?
That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Last forever.
W2.
Case is
open.
Stop in conjunction.
W2.
There's an accident.
KD2REK Mobile.
Got this, and it was...
Afternoon, Brian.
KD2KMB, KD2REK. Good afternoon, Rich. How's it going? On this beautiful, beautiful day. I can't believe it. Porch is out. Warming the sun.
Yeah, it's like springtime. I mean, I'm laughing because at the end of December, put in a new heating system. Because I thought my old one was really well, it's getting old. It was over 20 years old, but it was also, I felt inefficient. So here I am trying to find out if I'm saving, but we're in spring, you know. So how do I know how much gas I'm saving? I'm never going to know. Not this year.
It still may got cold. You never know. Did you put in a condensing boiler?
Everybody is sick of the impeachment, but I'm listening. But the crap and the personal attacks, lies, are just absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, what I said was, did you put in a condensing boiler? They're very efficient, like 90%, and kind of water spits out the back of the house. I wasn't sure if you were talking to me or not about the impeachment. That's a whole other topic. Oy.
Now, as you were talking, I was distracted by something that Adam Schiff was saying. I don't care where you come from. This guy is a liar. And he's acted by the Congress, where you can say anything in Congress and not be held accountable. But if you and I lied before Congress the way he is, we bail. So that's what's disturbing. I don't care whether you think there's a case or not a case. This guy stands up there, he makes up stories, absolute lies, and to me, race to Congress, race to the country. Now, in answer to your other question, no, we have a hot air system. And what it did was originally, 20 years ago, we thought we were going to expand a little in the house. So we put in an oversized, I forget, 135,000 BTUs in a gas burner. And the problem was the system was, the vents were too small for it, so you hear them loudly expand as the system came on. And the system was very noisy because of the size of the vents. And I think what was happening was the room was heating up very quickly, thus setting the thermostat to say that it's okay, when in fact the house is still cold. So we dropped down to about 93,000 BTUs, very comfortable. But the other thing that they had to do was to put in a little liner, I guess it is, a steel liner in the chimney. Because it's a lower heat. And all these things seem to have made a difference. But I want to see the efficiency, and I don't think I'm going to see it this year.
Gotcha. Yes, they changed the sleeve. Have a condensing boiler. That's good. Yeah, you'll see it over time, you know. Hey, if you understand cables, don't worry. Great. Is it gas, Rich, or is it oil?
No, it's gas. We switched 22 years ago, to gas. I found that because of, I call it a baby case of asthma, but it affects me. When they would deliver the oil, very difficult to breathe that day. So we switched to gas, got rid of the oil tank, which was a blessing in and of itself. So we've been with gas about 22 years, and I can only tell you that because it was accidental, the savings of having gas over oil were unbelievable.
I think I'm going to switch to gas off with the oil. Right. There's enough. Last a couple of days in basement. I don't think it's wise to put the money in. Very efficient. Well, hot water tank doesn't. No, it's old tech. The gas is a lot more.
H2K and B. They started to make really efficient burners back probably in the late 70s, the Beckett, amongst others. And they were efficient, but you're still burning oil. And the oil fluctuated so much in price. When oil was over $4 a gallon, I don't think gas was anywhere near that. And so my savings, just from having gone to gas over the last 22 years, have really, really been substantial. There was a moratorium on any new gas installations. I think they lifted it about a month ago. I think they were challenged in court. So probably would be on a waiting list, but particularly if your burner's 30 years old and there's a chance that you're going to replace it anyway, it's really a good time to contemplate whether you can switch over to gas.
Yeah, it's I'm just waiting for the seals to... Oh, fine. Right. What are you doing today? Anything special?
Oh, no, I really wanted to listen to the... I can't even understand why we're as far as the impeachment... Why there's another summary today when there was a summary last week. But in any event, they get a couple more hours. And then I think they go out of session into regular session. Senators can express their views, and then they'll have some kind of a vote on Wednesday. I just think everybody is sick and tired of this. And just listening to the same things, I don't care what side again you're on, listening to the same over and over and over. Ah, what a country.
Yeah, I wonder if this went on like before the media covered as much as they did, like before CNN. I wonder if they like that anyway. And we just...
Well, it's not just CNN, it's the cable stations which have 24-hour a day reporting, so they don't mind having these proceedings. I can't remember what it was like in the Clinton impeachment, in terms of televised. I believe there was live television. I don't know if it was covered by the main channels at that point. Not sure. I'm not sure whether it was live. You know, it sells newspapers is what they say. And particularly in a case where you have so many media and people, politicians that don't like the president. So it's just the more that they can put up there, the more it's going to be. I don't know, again, I'm interested in the procedure here and how the House ended up getting to, how they ended up beginning today's session, ending today's session. Seems like they're going on for a very long time. But again, I think people are just not sure about Clinton's impeachment, though, televised.
Yeah, I was just curious, Marcus. Try not to get too aggravated with it. I'm laughing at the whole thing. Not much we can do about it. Launches, hopefully, the happen. Right?
Yes, but only to a certain point. And the worst point is me, and history was my thing, what the damage that is done to this country, to the Constitution, to the Congress. He tells you that anytime, for example, you attack the president after the Civil War, the next president is very weakened by it. So I don't care if the next president's a Democrat or a Republican, he's going to suffer mightily, because that's the danger to this public. And to me, well, whatever. I want to be political, but it's not good. It really wasn't good for the country. But hopefully, by Wednesday, at least this part of it will be done. But the House has already said they're just going to continue. They don't care. Continue with
it. Yeah, it's absolutely exhausting. I don't get it. I don't understand. I want to help people in our country and help.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, they're not really going to move on. That's the sad part of it. But I'm standing here, and I mean, I'm glad I'm talking to you, because otherwise I'd have the volume up and I'd be listening to Schiff for 20 minutes or another half an hour. And it's crazy. I'm telling you, the guy just lies. I think there may be truth in some heads, and he certainly may. He stands up before the House, he stands up Senate, and he lies. And I could not get away with that. You know, I'm not only picking on him, any senator, any congressman is protected. They have protected speech within the confines of the Congress. So they can stand up and lie and get away with it. And meanwhile, there's people that were investigated in the Mueller investigation, eventually be set free because that was a scam anyway. But there were people that went to jail because they told a lie before Congress. And here's this guy just constantly lying. That's what annoys me. Nobody's honest here.
Murray K. Yes, it's a severe delay. I watch everybody. Loves to try not to get aggravated. My father-in-law used to get, oh, it's our country. I am not in a position. Yes, I do. It's absolutely ridiculous. I have no words for it. Try not to get aggravated.
No, I'm telling you, I wouldn't be aggravated if I didn't have to watch this guy for another half an hour. Again, I don't know where they even got the time from. I thought it was supposed to be 4 hours equally divided, but it may be a total of 4 hours, and the president's counsel may not have taken a lot of time, and the House impeachment manager taking the, but it's just repeating. And nobody listens, you know? Nobody really listens to that are impartial situation. Even when they're impartial, people go, oh, no, they're defending. No. Someone like Dershowitz is impartial. Whatever. So what are you doing? Are you working? I can see you're working. You want me to a call, or what are you doing?
So funny. Yes, Dershowitz. Impartial, correct. What am I doing? Going to my next client. I am mobile. I am heading, I think I'm heading east, but I'm soon to be heading south to Garden City to fix a refit. I'm going to wrap it up early today.
All right. Well, Garden City's a nice place to be. Not too far from home. Many different routes for getting home, so you don't have to worry about traffic for the most part. What do? You have, I assume, a truck full of parts?
Yeah, I run most popular parts, and whatever I can, I order. I like to keep too much inventory, Rich, because years ago you could, the appliances lasted, but today they just don't last as long, so much product. All items that fail, like evaporator fan igniters, or hoses, and certain relay boards, and a bunch of microwave parts, that stuff I keep. But any of the...
Yeah, it's funny, there's so much you have to rely on distributors, too. So, for example, some of the apparel, the sweats that I would sell, there was a period of time when distributors didn't want to carry white, because white on their shelves would fade at some point, and then they, it's not that they got stuck with it, but it became a hassle for them. And I was doing a project for someone today that a company that I used discontinued that product, and part of the reason was that the product is, it's got like a marker in it. Markers dry out. Well, if you're dealing with stocking 20,000, 30,000 of them, how much of it goes bad and how much do you lose? So they just simply said, nope, best thing to do, stock it anymore.
Yes, that's correct. And with expedited shipping today, it's on the more really island for planes. Marcone, which is out, which is now no longer. It's sub-zero. That's it. It's absolutely changing.
Well, you also have a couple of major dealers around, right? Like, isn't there Westinghouse and Whirlpool? They have supply houses nearby?
No, not that I know of. I think it's
Westinghouse. Where'd you come up with that name, Richie?
It was a mental breakdown, John. I was thinking of who was it? Dorothy White did Westinghouse. I don't remember.
I'm going to say Calvinator. That's a really old one. Hey, Brian, what's going on? You busy? Over here in Roslyn.
Yeah, I'm busy. Oh, my God. How you doing? You're in Roslyn. All right. Garden City. 82AKX, KD2REK.
Hey, Richie. No more good distributors around anymore. I had a distributor for parts. Westinghouse had a distributor of Islip. They're gone. Amana. Amana used to be in Farmingdale. A whole different ballgame.
Yeah, going back many years, when Lance was still alive, he had done a repair on the dryer. And I thought he got the belt locally, because I thought he was able to pick it up in a day or so. By the way, John, that listing was at 449 and listed as a foreclosure. John, back to you and then over to...
I looked it up too. I saw that, 449, but I didn't see. So I guess the bank owns it, so. Yeah, because it wasn't a local realtor. It was a realtor's 516 number. Well, Brian, did you stand at Seaford yesterday morning, bright and early?
I did, and I got some clips, and I got some brackets, and I got some adapters, all for $3. I enjoy it. Good to see Andy. Good guy, makes me laugh. So, I'm very sorry, gentlemen, I just pulled up. K2KMB, KD2AKX. This is KD2REK, wishing you both a great day. I'm sorry to sign, but I'm getting stared at and I gotta go inside. So have a wonderful day, guys. 673, KD2REK clear.
Hi, Brian, have a good day. John?
I'm off to my next stop, East Norwich, something.
By the way, John, you know who was on Aries Prime looking for you yesterday?
A1 and S.
Yeah, did he finally catch up to you?
Oh, I wasn't on the radio, but back playing with his portable radios in the RV.
It's a KMB. And of course, he said he figured that you'd be monitoring that radio all the time, so he figured it was a safe call. And actually, I didn't catch who else came back to him, but somebody else did speak to him. And then, then when he was finished, I stopped in to say hello. But it was funny.
Yeah, he, I think he picked up a couple of binocular cases, turned them into go boxes, playing with the antenna on the RV. Seems to call that out every once in a while for a radio check. It was good to hear him on the air. All right, Rich. I still got to put together that list for you for the T-shirt. I'll work on it this week. Barbara went in on Tuesday and had her second knee replacement, so be getting home, doing a nurse, running around, getting this, getting that, cooking dinner.
Oh, she's back home already?
Yeah, she went in early Tuesday morning and she came home Wednesday afternoon. Get out of the hospital. They don't want you there. They had her up walking around in recovery. I think it was 2 hours after the surgery. She was up walking around with a walker.
Yeah, my friend just had hip replacement, but they've had him in rehab. For a couple of reasons, but, you know, he's older and making sure that he can get up the steps, seat properly. I think a knee is generally considered a little harder to recover from in terms of what you need to be flexible, but a hip is a little more difficult in terms of the things that you have to do to make sure that you don't create any damage. So he'll be there until Wednesday. That'll be like 8 days of rehab. Anyway, I'll let you go. Have a good one. Catch you later. K2AKX, K2KND.
All right, Rich. Catch you later. K2YKX.
John Bachelor. Sanders, Elizabeth. Her evil. I love that. A movie about bigotry. Starts talking about himself. In the beach. Every day can do. House today. Received a special rally in five. Good luck. Start with. General idea was.
W2OSR.
Hey, Matt, before his
good afternoon, Bob. K2K.
Oh, good afternoon, Rich. What's going on with the voice?
It's, that weird story that if I take my medication, this is what happens to my voice. If I don't take my medication, I won't have to worry about my voice because there'll be a lot more wrong with me.
Oh, boy, can't win. Oh, well, at least you're above ground, and that's an accomplishment. At least at my point in life, I feel like it's an accomplishment every day I get out of bed.
Yeah, that's what Jeff always says. Better to be vertical than horizontal.
Yeah. Day of the week is this. This is Monday. All day. Well, my wife got her new hearing aid. We now have two special caption call phones in the house. So, if electronics can solve our problem, we've got it.
Is she happy with the new pair?
That's just it. She can't get a pair of hearing aids. She only has hearing in one ear, so she just gets the one hearing aid. This one seems to be working better than the other one. She's hearing more.
Well, one of the things that I was told, because originally, I'm not vain about wearing hearing aids, so that didn't bother me. But originally, I didn't think for two of them, because I knew my right ear was a little worse than my left, so that's what I wanted to do. But they said, no, the ear is like, I guess it's like a muscle, and it needs to literally be exercised. So it's kind of interesting. I wonder if there's any life at all in the other ear that might be stimulated by a hearing aid being put in.
No, I mean, she's been tested, the neurological tests, things like that, to, you know, see what her hearing aid would do for her, and there's nothing left in the one ear. The other ear is about 50% of what most people would have. So, I mean, everybody says, you know, there's no sense in having two hearing aids.
Yeah, so it's kind of a struggle no matter what. But, okay, I mean, again, they just said that in my case, no, don't go for one, get two of them. But I think I told you that they're going to be available pretty much over the counter, some really good stuff. I think it was a lawsuit that was brought enabled more of the over-the-counter sales so that you didn't get stuck with these sums of money for the hearing aids.
Yeah, all right. Well, that sounds fine on the surface, but I see what my wife goes through. First of all, she goes to the audiologist. The audiologist has a profile of her hearing loss. Hearing aid comes in down and programs the hearing aid to compensate for my wife's voice. She also does a custom mold fits inside her ear. That's, you know, she takes the mold, goes out to the laboratory, and somebody builds the piece, goes into the ear. That's what I can't see. Now, how are you going to get those services? Is it somebody in a 5- and 10-cent store selling hearing aids across the counter?
N2ZUC Mobile.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ron. Well, first of all, compare going to your local optometrist with going to Target or one of the other places or Costco. They're going to do the glasses for you at substantially less in almost all cases. As far as the mold, I can't answer that, except that we're not talking in all cases about it being totally over the counter. There may be audiologists on premises, you know, capable of having the molds made. And again, that may be a perfect reason for your wife to go that route. But for the average person like myself, where I just have a, what do they call it, a cone going into the ear, you know, it doesn't matter where it came from. And in fact, my first introduction to a hearing aid was an $85 over-the-counter from Amazon, which serves me some really good purposes, particularly when I'm watching TV. I didn't need a more expensive pair for that purpose. So, but we'll see. I think it's supposed to go into effect maybe March 1st or something. Ron, over to you, and then pass it on to Bob.
Good afternoon. It's nice to save money, but the digital hearing aids today are programmable, and the audiologist has a computer and can regulate different frequencies and so on. Whereas over-the-counter, you're not going to be able to get that service. And by the way, Rich, you put me in for the Hempfest for 9 a.m. at the exit door. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, okay, and I will have money for Rich on that date for my table. We're all set. Anyway, I'm in front of the house, guys. I'm going to say 7-3. This is W2OSR.
All right, Bob, 7-3. And Ryan, the whole thing is that you will be able to get computerized things with full sets of instructions. Be able to hook your hearing aids right up to your own computer and program whatever your needs are. You know, it might not be perfect as a learning curve, but for a lot of people, it's the savings of thousands of dollars. Ron?
Well, I didn't think you could do that. Well, that sounds good, as long as it works out. A lot of the medical care that we get here, which is great, and let's throw in the medications, it's way overpriced. That's really the ripoff there with the pharmaceutical companies. Have a good day, Bob, if you're still listening. N2ZUC.
But it is interesting regarding the pharmaceuticals. My quarterly cost for three medications, $27, that's total, $27. There's one medication that is more expensive, and I just don't take it every day. That's my fault. That would definitely be more expensive, but even at that, because there's no generic for it, it's, $175 every 3 months. So when you take those numbers, though, my total pharmaceuticals is about $800 a year, which is really, as I can see it, next to nothing, considering that I have one expensive medication.
I understand. It's not too bad what some people are paying. That's why a lot of people go to Canada. Not physically, but you can do it mail order or telephone. You need the prescription, though, that's all.
Yeah, but in your case, Ron, I forget, you were city or you were Nassau?
I was city, and I have drug coverage.
Right, but you get it through Express Scripts?
No, it's something else, mail order, which I'm not using. I'd rather just go to the local CVS. And some of them are really, really cheap. So I'm not complaining about myself.
Well, it's interesting because some of the pharmacies, the larger pharmacies, will promote a particular drug very inexpensively. Like when my wife was taking one of diabetic pills, Target, which is now CVS, would promote that one substantially cheaper than anyone else where she could get it, including even mail order. But But I have found the mail order to be very inexpensive. And, you know, we're fortunate as retired city employees that we do have a viable drug program. But and they're working on it. And I think also there is a bill coming up to allow, if it hasn't passed already, but to allow you to more easily go to Canada to get your drugs. But you got to be careful. When something is a generic, it has to be within 10% of the original formulation of the drug, and sometimes it doesn't work. One of the drugs that I took when I went to the generic of it actually gave me a lot of pain, and I had to stop that and go on to another similar drug.
Hold on a second while I'm back in the drive. I docked as the boat said when he pulled up to the dock. No, I understand. 10% is ridiculous, Richie. How could that possibly be? It's not going to work for people to take that kind of medication.
No, if you read up on it, that's what you'll find. The generic has to be within 10%. It could be 10% below, 10% above. And I'm not sure for what it's referring to. It's other components, I guess, that are in it. Things that bind it or whatever the case is. But yeah, they're not exact. And that's why different people have different reactions to them.
Well, that's a scary thing. At least 10%. The same as a brand name. All right, we're going to run in. So put me in for the Hamfest and hope to see you there, if not sooner. And also March 11th, I want to make that for sure. I sent an email to Jerry about the pin. I'm due a pin as well, so that'll be nice. So have a good day. Maybe I'll catch you tonight on the InfoNet. K2KMB and 2ZUC.
Hi, Ron. Have a good day. And yeah, March 11th should be nice. So it'll be a low-key 55th anniversary celebration. Lots have happened, but should be good. And yeah, I do have your name ready for a pin. All right. N2ZUC, K2KMB, 7-3.
D2REK mobile.
Very, very hot.
That tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
To now include references.
REK mobile.
KG2RY
listening. 2RY, KD2REK, how are you?
Hello there, hello there. K-D-2-R-E-K, QSL. Brian, this is K-G-2-R-Y. How copy?
R-Y, I think it was that. Sorry, my apologies. Oh, yeah, copying, you're fine. You're in New York. We spoke before. How you making out today? Name here is Brian.
QSL, Brian. Can't complain. Mostly more of the same. I realize that you have to try something out. You have to figure, you know, you have to understand what it is before you can decide whether it's good or not for you. So, you know, I guess maybe, you know, something is good, something isn't good, and you have to make that decision, but first you have to try. Go ahead.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Back to you.
QSL. Like for me, you know, I have a lot of questions about different things, you know, so I have to try them out and see if I like them, you know. Maybe it's some spiritual practice, maybe a certain kind of radio, maybe, I don't know, maybe it's like putting a better cable on the HF radio and find out that everything is working the way it should. Go ahead.
Well, you hope it works the way it should, right? not always. Most of the time, it's working well for you.
Thank you, Brian. I hope the same for you. Yeah, I was just getting weird SWR readings on my tuner. The radio was responding okay. And then I just changed one of the cables, and everything was perfect. Go ahead.
That's awesome. How did it go? Did it the job? Was it wet, or was the cable damaged? Back to you.
QSL, the cable was in the shack. It was RG-58U, maybe it was about 6 feet long. It was going from the cable to the choke, I'm sorry, from the radio to the choke. And then what I did was I took some LMR-400 and replaced it. Now it works much better. Go ahead.
Well, that's good. Good to hear. You didn't really need the LMR-400 on a 6 foot run, but why not? You know, better safe than sorry. And that was inside, or was that inside outside?
It was in the shack. It was in the shack. No problem. You know, I just had to disconnect one and connect the other. You know, but I was struggling with that. You know, I was getting all these weird SWR readings. And I checked 40 meters, it worked great. You know, 17 meters, it worked great. But on 20 meters, you know, for like most of the middle of the band, the SWR was maybe like 1.7, 1.5 to 1. So for some reason, when I put in the LMR-400, all of that, you know, all of that repaired itself.
All right, that's a good thing. What are you using to measure the SWR or the ratio or the dB loss, anything in particular?
Well, you know, the tuner gives a reading and the radio gives a reading. So usually, you know, if the tuner gives a good reading, the radio also get a good reading.
Oh, dynamite, that's a good thing. Getting a good reading. What was your location again? New York City, yeah?
QSL, Brian. I'm in the Big Apple, in the middle of the Big Apple. And hope all is well for you. It says here, Syosset, and I do know where that is.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I'm happy. Everything's good in New York. Hopefully that coronavirus doesn't spread. And I don't know if it's there yet. Nope. Whatever they do, they'll take care. It's nice to be able to transmit from New York. Good, very quick.
KD2REK from KG2RY. QSL, Brian. Yeah, I guess I feel pretty lucky that, you know, I can do ham radio in the middle of the city. Some people, you know, they'll want to put up a ham stick and get one of those flex radios, you know, with a 100-watt amplifier and power it up with a solar power, you know. And they want to sit in the back of their beach bungalow, you know, to work, somehow work the world, and, you know, 100 watts and a ham stick. And, you know, I'll tell you, it sounds like a lot of fun, but, you know, that's how I feel about this thing, you know. 100 watts in a dipole can do quite a lot, you know. You just have to listen a lot of the time to see if there's any action there. Go ahead.
Yes, that's true. Yep, that answers all the questions. Just listen. 1,000 watts. I don't have it, so I wouldn't know. I hear a lot of people get around whatever they have to go with 100. Back to you.
QSL, Brian, but I can talk to you with 2 watts. I can talk to you 1-2 watts. Can you hold on? I'm preparing some lunch, and I want to put some things into the pan, and maybe you give me about 2 minutes, and I'll be right back. KD2REK from KG2RY.
KG2RY, I'm going to have to say 73 and wrap it up. Take your time eating, only because I'm pulling in. I wish you a great day, and I want to thank you very much for your time. KD2REK, we are clear.
KD2REK, have a fantastic day. Brian, have a fantastic day. KG2RY, standing by.
And 2VH, November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile, listening. November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile, listening. November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu, N2VH, Z Mobile, listening.
2, Victor Hotel, this is KD2BQE. How's it going?
KD2BQE, excellent audio. You sound excellent.
my name is Ken. Kilo Echo November. Ken's my name. Call sign is November 2.